True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the second hour of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 7:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. This is a story that, I don't know. Well, they're probably all picking it up by now. But I saw this first thing in the morning, and it didn't hit the press till 3:09 a.m. Okay? Here's the deal. A relative of White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, you know, attractive, blonde hair, very young. I think she's like 28 or 29.
Smart.
And does a phenomenal job, extremely bright, extremely quick. Well, listen, a relative of hers was detained by federal immigration officials in Massachusetts. Bruna Caroline Ferrara, and this is in quotations, a criminal illegal alien from Brazil, was taken into custody in Revere, Mass. After allegedly overstaying her tourist visa that expired in June of 1999.
Oh, that's overdue.
Yeah. This is according to Department of Homeland Security spokesperson told NBC News. I wonder why they'd leak it out to NBC News. Now, here's the deal. Ferrara shares an 11-year-old son with Caroline Leavitt's brother, Michael. That's the connection.
Wait a minute, but I thought she was a relative.
Well,
just because your brother has a kid with somebody doesn't make them a relative of yours.
My understanding is I believe they're married, but they have been kind of estranged. The husband and wife. So she's got an 11-year-old kid.
Okay.
And Caroline Leavitt has obviously seen her brother and seen the kid.
Right.
But not this woman in question, because the father has custody of the kid and the woman lives in a different place. This individual is the mother of Caroline's nephew, and they have not spoken for many years. The child has lived full-time in New Hampshire with his father since he was born. He's never resided with his mother. Ferrara, who came to the United States with her family as a child. Remember, 1999, she was still a kid. Was once arrested on suspicion of battery. The result of that case is not immediately clear. She's being held at South Louisiana ICE Processing Center. She awaits removal proceedings. She entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa that required her to depart the U.S. by June 6, 1999. She is currently held under President Trump and Secretary Noem. All individuals unlawfully present in the United States are subject to deportation.
Okay, fair.
So this is going to be interesting to see. Will she get treated differently by this administration? It's been very tough.
Yeah.
Ferrara's lawyer contested her arrest, saying she's maintained her legal status under the Obama-era DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. and has been working on getting legal status. She's in the process actually getting, now remember, this is her attorney,
right,
of getting her green card when she was abruptly arrested and taken from her young child right before Thanksgiving. Bruna has no criminal record whatsoever. There's some conflicting information there. And I don't know where that is coming from. Show us the proof. There's no charges out there. She's not a criminal, illegal alien. No battery charges could be located in the Massachusetts online court records. So this is coming from somebody else, another source, that she did have some issue with the law, a battery charge.
A lot of conflicting stories there, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not just trying to fight to get her out of jail. She should not be sitting in jail hours from her family and from her child's life. She's a great mom. The attorney sided with Michael Levitt, saying that the boy should be left out of his mom's legal troubles. All right. Hmm. His mother is locked up in Louisiana, where she should have never been in the first place. Do they mean she shouldn't have been in Louisiana, or she shouldn't have been in the U.S.?
Locked up, it sounds like. Shouldn't have been locked up in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. This will be interesting.
Yeah, it will.
To see how this goes down. I found this, by the way, New York Post. And, yeah. Does the DACA thing cover her? Is that completely gone, done?
That's been a controversial thing, because I know people that have employed adults now who were here part of that, and it's been kind of a controversial thing trying to figure out. So
now Michael Levitt, Caroline's brother, it turns out, or at least according to this source, won $1 million from DraftKings Fantasy Football Contest back in 2014.
Wow.
When he was engaged to Ferrara and their son, who at the time was 8 months old.
So do we know that they got married? I guess is part of the question, too, since they like to say that. And you know, the press is going to make sure they can connect her, you know, as a relative,
right?
No matter what.
So. The couple has been separated for about 10 years. Well, okay, and we're just working this out in my head.
Real time here.
Now, if they were married,
right,
then she would acquire legal status almost immediately, right?
Well, we used to think that, but then we've seen stories about people marrying people from other countries, and it not, and we, it,
well,
and it
sham,
totally confused us.
They're sham marriages.
Oh, that, no, that's true. I totally get that.
But even beyond that?
Yeah, because we had a story, I think, a couple of years ago about they were trying to deport, like, the wife of someone, but it just didn't make
sense.
Maybe
they never filed the proper paperwork or something like that.
We live in a convoluted world with all this stuff.
Well, just to add this, anyway, you know, Betsy's niece, she got a text from her literally this morning, like at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm being detained by ICE.
Really?
Now, she's very dark complected, like Indian ancestry.
Yeah.
She was, adopted as a young child by Betsy's sister. But, now... She's easily manipulated, so she could have been at...
wrong place, wrong time?
Exactly.
Okay.
Maybe she was at some kind of protest. And I don't know any more than that. She doesn't know any more than that, but at this point. But I remember back in the old days when a buddy of mine moved to California. And then his brother went out there to join him. Now, they're brothers.
Right.
They're both, of Italian and Polish ancestry.
Okay.
But his one brother, I could see how he could, maybe look like he's Hispanic.
Sure.
He's a little too light for that, but he's darker than, pasty white.
Hey, white Hispanic is a category now.
He got pulled over by immigration in California.
Now see that, but does that prove the point of what the lefty, get arrested for being brown, Does that kind of...
I mean, there was no other probable cause that I'm aware of, and it wasn't regular sheriff's office. It was actually immigration in California.
Okay.
Yeah. And this was a long time ago. I mean, we're talking 1980s.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. What's going on with Pete Hegseth? I'll tell you, it does have to do with the Boy Scouts. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. Also, Marco Rubio is being called a snake. That's not very nice.
I shouldn't call him. He's a nice guy.
Tommy Tuberville says, yeah, if you're going to be driving in these platforms like Uber and Lyft, that you probably should be somewhat proficient in English. Once again, you're dealing with traffic. You're dealing commercially. You know, you're basically a driver for hire. So that kind of makes some good sense.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little bit. And Argentina, kind of following us with some stuff that has to do with immigration and migration.
Hmm.
And we'll follow up with that as well. And apparently Jimmy Kimmel is welcoming Marjorie Taylor Greene with open arms. Welcome to reality.
Oh, his reality?
Yes, okay. Exactly. I was going to say Jimmy Kimmel's version of reality, which
he's got his own.
Not a lot of people could relate to. I mean, you know, bless his heart that he has been, you know, successful. But as far as reality, Trump derangement syndrome. They all have it.
That is his reality,
and it actually keeps you from participating in reality. It actually keeps you from being happy.
Wow.
Yeah,
I see that.
Why do you want that? That angst
on
that
purpose?
Goes with that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But they can't get out of it, I guess. Yeah. It's like the COVID. Man, it keeps coming back around a million times over.
They should wear masks.
They are the ones that wanted to wear the masks all the time.
Yes, they are.
All right, it is 7:16. The Bob Rose Show rolls on. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I guess that's my cue.
Yeah, you know, music. It'll run out eventually.
Yeah.
That would bug me.
That would. It is 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and feel better for Thanksgiving. That way you can be in the proper mindset to really be thankful for all the good things because you were able to air out and get off your chest any of the complaints you have, things that are bugging you. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And it's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Certainly don't want you to be one of those. Let's go with Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to suffer a drought missing you for the next 5 days or so. But what's bugging me is this whole concept of open enrollment regarding health care plans. It's like, okay, there's not open enrollment on auto insurance plans and stuff like that. And yeah, I know somebody has some kind of like, oh yeah, we need to know all the statistics about the pool of individuals. But, you know, I just don't like the whole idea of open enrollment. I should be able to enroll in healthcare at any point in the year. And so it's just bothersome. I've been bugged by that for years now.
Well, you raise a good question. Yeah. Why is there an enrollment period? Yeah, you can enroll anytime for all other insurance.
Yeah.
All other insurance. I need some life insurance. I need car insurance. I need homeowners insurance. They don't go, oh, well, the enrollment period will begin in 90 days.
Yeah. Or you have to have some, you know, change of life status to be able to do it any other time.
Yeah.
And it is irritating because while they go, oh, you got 2 weeks. Yeah, but there's other life going on for 2 weeks besides that. And sometimes you've got to do your homework because you're in a situation where you're having to change it. You've got to get advice from somebody on it. You're trying to, you know, whatever. And it's like, it is really irritating process.
But on a lighter note, you know what fun's waiting for us, Greg?
What's that?
Medicare and all the fun that goes with that.
Yeah.
I heard it is. But once you get it done,
yeah,
it's great. But it's a nightmare to get all the information you need to make the proper choices.
Well, and I'm in a situation because of change in life next year, but I still need a family plan for the family because Jen's younger than I am. So do I have to pay for both? See what I'm saying? I'm going to have to, you know.
Well, I don't think you're going to have a lot of problems because Jen and I are working on an insurance policy for you, a different kind of insurance. Oh. So you're not going to have to worry about.
No. Oh, well, that makes me feel better.
Well, I don't want things to be bugging you. Oh, one of the things that bugs me, you know, when you go to pass people that have been putting along, and I don't know if you know who you are, but you're putting along, okay. And then you go, and I watch, not just me, but anytime, then you're going to go in and pass, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this friggin' person turns into Go Speed Racer.
Yes.
Go Speed. It's like,
what's up with that?
Oh, your car has an extra gear. Really? You can get it out of third gear.
Mm-hmm.
You dumb bunny.
I don't know why people do that. I guess, I don't know.
They did a statistical analysis, and they said that people being passed will accelerate between 4 and 7 miles an hour from what they were doing previous to being passed.
I wonder if it's because it's gotten their attention that they are poking along, some of them, and they're like, oh, I need to be moving along.
Well, and that's possible, but wait till I complete the pass, because both of our lives are at stake.
Yes, because now you're causing a problem.
And if I have my way, your life is going to be a little less valuable than mine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're getting chucked in the ditch.
Basically, indeed.
And it's their fault.
Well, you have to avoid a head-on.
Absolutely.
That's the absolute last thing you want. Mm-hmm. All right. More driving advice from Bob coming up. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. This is really ticked me off. I had to work. I had a kitchen renovation done. I had the cabinets put in. No problem. So the time the countertop guy, I picked real stone. Everything has to be matched because it's an island. It has to be a butterfly piece. Everything. I get home and found out that the cabinet got broken by the countertop guy. But instead of stopping what he's doing and saying, you know what, I broke it, you know, it's beside the dishwasher, maybe we can get out, jerry-rig it and bolt it in, whatever, he continues with the installation. So now I can't get my cabinet fixed or replaced without all the countertops coming up. And the whole reason that I had to replace it and not resurface the cabinets was because they said, oh, no, we can't guarantee if we try to take it off, it's such a big piece.
Right.
That if it cracks, so now I'm left with, this guy is ghost to me. I'm going to have to take him to court. Now it's not just cost of that because I have stone dolomite. So I have two pieces on the island, my other counters, and it goes up the wall. So if it breaks, I have to replace it all for it to match. And that's what's bugging me, because if he had done the right thing, we could have, at worst, it'd been $650, $1,000. And now I have this huge thing that it's a massive mess.
Yep.
Oh,
and
that's
fingers
irritating.
Pointing. And yeah, if they would just stop and acknowledge an issue immediately.
They could fix it
then. I hate that. Oh, it's just like, oh, maybe they won't notice kind of thing. It's like, come on, man. Give me a break. Jen, best thing for you to do now at this point. I just burned the whole house down and start over.
Remember earlier we were talking about coming out with T-shirts and bumper stickers that says, don't look, be like Bob?
Yeah.
This is one of those times.
Well,
don't be like Bob.
Look, arson, what are you going to get? 5 years?
Well, then you won't have to worry about a kitchen cabinet.
Exactly. Problem solved. Win-win. Chicken din.
Bob.
When the kitchen's done.
Rose at odyssey.com.
Follow me for more home improvement rehabilitation.
And life-changing tips.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have to do a disclaimer because my listeners aren't dumb enough.
Yeah. Good point.
Right?
Good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Oh, yes, plenty to talk about there. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Never miss a minute of the show. All you have to do is search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and then you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. How? Handy dandy. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You said it's like a Friday.
I did.
So that's I'm screaming.
Oh, I wonder what was
it's
all
screaming
what
Friday
was up with all that. Yeah,
and it's a happy Hump Day Trump Day. It is Thanksgiving Eve.
Yep,
we'll be taking off in the morning, heading to Tampa Bay. We have had success driving early on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, now you've just told everybody else to do that.
No, they've already made their plans,
oh, okay.
Hopefully.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And I could understand people want to, you know, get
sure.
there early and
oh, yeah.
stretch it out or whatever. But, yeah, that's the plan as far as I know. And, you
okay.
know, those things can change. And I'm supposed to be a mind reader and know when they change. But that's another story altogether.
You did say that out loud, by the way, Bob. Just,
oh, okay. Just yeah. Hey, you know what?
What's up?
Why don't we all do something nice for kids that deserve a decent Christmas?
Okay.
December 5th. First Friday event, Ocala at the downtown square.
Mm-hmm.
Toys for Tots event. Bring your unwrapped toy.
Nice.
It's just like bringing some unwrapped joy. And I just made that up.
See what you did there.
Yeah. And so anyway, that is 6 p.m. December the 5th, downtown square in Ocala. Bring your unwrapped gift.
There you go.
Anything else?
It will be appreciated, I'm sure.
Yep. Are you ready for this one?
Probably not when you ask me.
No. It's nothing like that.
Okay, good.
So, Mom Donnie, the socialist, getting ready to be the mayor, right?
Yeah.
So the New York City Council is welcoming the new mayor. Well, but they're giving themselves raises, which will also give him a raise.
How convenient.
And they're going from $148,500.
Yeah.
To $172,500.
That's nice. There's people who don't make that difference.
Right. Like they're like, here's your 3% because you scored a 5 out of 5. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Zoran Mamdani and other top New York City officials could see their salaries jump under a proposed 16% pay hike.
Wow.
The only time most Americans would ever get a pay raise like that is when it comes with a promotion.
Yeah, not just keeping you
16%, man. Because, well, you know what? I take it all back.
Yeah?
Look, I believe in the merit system, merit-based pay. These people are awesome in New York City. Look how successful they...
Wait a minute, Bob.
Well, look how there's no...
Well,
look how clean it...
It's filthy.
Well, it's not like it's full of illegals.
Absolutely full.
Oh.
But they're getting a 16% raise.
How do they justify that? What do they think? They're coaches? What do they think? They're college football coaches?
Wow, just
raise.
Fire. Yeah, get fired and walk away with
you
millions.
You want millions because you suck and we have to throw you out?
What a concept. Where did that concept begin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, talk about people turning into, you know, eat the rich mentality.
Yeah.
I might jump on board. I was always against that, you know? But now I do. I want to eat the rich.
Yeah.
So, 16% pay hike. And here's what I say.
Okay.
Hey, New Yorkers. Welcome to socialism, because this is precisely what will occur. The quality of lifestyle for most in the community will suffer as a result of this socialist and socialism being implemented in New York.
Yep.
The quality of life will suffer, but not for those with the power.
Uh-huh.
The power to tax and the power to spend any way they see fit.
Like self-raises.
Exactly. So welcome to socialism. That's just a teeny-weeny little taste.
Uh-huh.
A teeny-weeny taste that's coming your way. That is it in a nutshell. Did you get a 16% raise? Heck no, you probably didn't. What in the world makes those people think that they deserve a 16% raise?
Well, Mom Donnie is already asking for money, talking about programs that won't be free, things he said he was going to do, the governor's not going to go for. So he's not even in office, and he's having to backtrack like crazy.
What do you think his pay is?
I don't know.
Really close to $300,000.
Okay.
It's like $258,000 right now, but with the raise, it'll put him right just shy of $300,000. Yeah.
Hmm.
But you know what? He has a lot of experience.
He's barely had a job. He's a rich kid.
But, I mean, he understands New York.
Yeah, they want free stuff, and he's a socialist, and you can get elected by offering free stuff. That's what he understands about New York.
But he's talking about a platform that's centered on the idea of affordability, Greg.
Well, if you had everything handed to you, it would be affordable. Of course it would.
It's affordable for those who get things handed to them.
But he's already talked about the 2% additional tax on people who make over such an amount of money. He's talking about the business tax going to be raised like 7 or 8 points to match New Jersey.
Yeah.
Things are going up. They're not getting cheaper.
The people who voted for him, when they hear that, and of course, I guess it doesn't resonate with them because they go, oh, who cares if businesses are paying? Let the businesses pay a higher tax. Because these people are so ignorant, they don't understand, well, then they're going to have to charge more.
Mm-hmm. And who pays that?
And it's less money that they'll have to pay the labor, of which you may be a laborer of.
Yeah.
But they don't, they're so...
Tax the rich so they can charge me more.
Yeah.
Duh.
And when was that ever like a valid thing? It's like yeah, we're going to raise the taxes on businesses. What? They're already high. That's outrageous. They go, well, New Jersey's even higher.
Uh-huh.
Like, when has that ever been it could be worse. You could be in Jersey.
And then match it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You get what you ask for sometimes.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Greg?
Yes?
Be prepared.
Oh, no.
I'm holding my fingers up. Isn't that the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared. You not remember that?
Thought it was all.
No, I'm not a Vulcan. It's not that one. It's this one. Isn't it?
Aren't you missing a finger there?
There's three?
Yeah.
Be prepared with three?
I don't know.
I just thought it was two. We have to go back to Boy Scout school.
I wouldn't want to be in the Boy Scouts now.
And neither is Pete Hegseth.
Yeah?
Yeah. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth reportedly proposing the military cut ties with Scouting America over its embrace of gender ideology and diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, DEI. Mm-hmm. The group, which used to be called Boy Scouts of America before it went gender neutral, has become an organization designed to attack boy-friendly spaces. Oh, isn't that sad? I mean, that was such like a... iconic American type thing, you know?
Yep.
And now they had to ruin it. Hegseth apparently put this in a draft memo to Congress. NPR got a hold of it. The U.S. military has provided support to the Scouts for more than 100 years, and assistance was formalized in 1937. However, in one memo, Hegseth allegedly says, quote, the organization once endorsed by President Theodore Roosevelt no longer supports the future of American boys. Now, that's alleged that's in that memo. That's pretty strong language, but
yeah,
it's true.
It is.
Where do you turn when you want young men to grow up to be, you know, good young men? Where do you send boys to be men? And the Boy Scouts used to be, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you learn about being able to do some things yourself and or working with a team. Yeah, skills to, you know, going out in the woods and having fun. And there's all kinds of badges and all that stuff mm-hmm. that you earn. You learn, you earn, but it's in a fun setting with other kids. It's just sad.
They have to just mess everything up, don't
they? And you know what? We've allowed them to.
Oh, I agree.
We've allowed it to occur. Well, it usually involves some DEI
yes.
goofball judge.
Yep.
That's really, I guess, what a lot of it comes down to. But maybe everything just needs to go to the Supreme Court now. Just everything.
Shoot it up.
And they'll go
down. The
Boy Scouts for boys. Next.
Yeah.
Stamp. Girls and girl sports only. Next.
Let's see. It all
tariffs are good.
We were
next.
We were asked to be tolerant. Or otherwise, we're the bad people. Well, this is what we got for being tolerant. And I'm not going to tolerate it anymore, that tolerance thing.
Tell it like it is.
I'm over it.
Tell us how you really feel, Greg.
Shut up, people. Just
wow! That is as strong a language as Greg will ever use. So when he uses it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's ultimate.
Just wow.
Yeah.
That is sad.
It is. Take your freak show and keep it at home. We don't need it in every part of our life.
Let's tell the boys the little story. It's dancing around the campfire.
Oh, it's flaming, man.
Uh-oh, my lingerie just caught fire. Help!
There's no, we don't have a badge for that, to put the fire out. Sorry. Missed that week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Behave. And when I say behave, oh, yes. You know what I mean? Don't behave.
And you hear that in your mother's voice, though, and you say, Bob, Robbie, behave.
Yeah, but then I heard, like, Mike Myers in his voice doing it. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a British spy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Oh, behave.
Yes.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Just had an accident out there, Bob. Got to tell the people.
Okay, go right ahead.
We're talking about Marion County, U.S. 27, you know, Bluffton Road right there north. At Northwest 17th Place, right shoulder is blocked.
Pushy, pushy he is.
Yeah.
Gosh. You're like, people need traffic information before the busiest travel time in the country.
Yeah, really.
I guess they probably really
But do. You know, because the good thing for us is folks have been spreading it out this week, the travel, and So it's been light every day. Okay, so now you can do all your setup and your times and your names and your stuff now, because I totally messed
you
up on that.
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
People know what they're listening to.
Yeah.
They know where they're listening to it at.
Yeah. Do they know what time it is?
7:51.
Do they know who brings them the time?
Me?
Do they know who pays for the time?
The time check?
Yes.
I already did 2 this hour.
Oh, okay. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the agreement. Oh. Ask Pierce. The time is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always, shut up, Greg!
Hayes, Pierce has never told me to shut up.
No, he doesn't.
He's a nice guy.
He's a
but if he
guy.
Did, it would be in a very calm manner, not like that.
I gotta see him. I haven't seen him in a lot, way too long.
I usually end up seeing. Well, I, see
but
him
I did see him at the Black Tie.
I see him several times a year, but usually right before Christmas.
Oh yeah,
you know,
well, that's a good time to see him.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. He thought so too.
What's old Tommy Tuberville up to? You know, he hasn't coached for a while, and that's all I'll think of him as a football coach. Mm-hmm. But no. He's been a senator for a while now. And he said it's essential to ensure that rideshare drivers speak English.
Hmm.
He said this during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, discussing his Understanding Basic English Requirement Act, or Uber Act. You see how he came up with that?
That's
Understanding
basic
English raw requirements.
I like
Uber.
That.
That's I do too.
That's very clever.
And because but it goes for all the ride shares. So I only know about Uber and Lyft. Is there
that's
another
the
one?
That's the only two I think about, yeah.
Huh. All right. So you got that. When asked about his proposal, Tuberville said it covers any kind of delivery driving, pointing to the importance of doing this for truck drivers as well. First of all, we got the CDL done, he said. The big truckers, you know, you got to speak English and read English to drive. You can't read the signs, you're going to hurt somebody. And we've had many wrecks because people that Gavin Newsom in California has given just handed out these truck licenses and kill people.
Oh.
Because those things are weapons if you don't know what you're doing. And then he talked about Uber and Lyft. He said, we have a lot of areas in Alabama and in the South, in peak time for beaches and all those things, you're having an influx of people coming from other countries and a lot of Muslims. They come in, 67 of them, live in 4 or 5 houses. They pass their visas around to each of them, and they pass their driver's license around. They can't speak English, and they drive Uber and Lyft. I didn't know that was going on.
Wow. Never
but
know.
I'm sure he did his homework.
Speaking of traffic, Bob.
You have another update?
Well, this would be a Sky traffic alert because it is kind of a big deal for us. I-75 North, Marion County, mile marker 370, had an accident. Right shoulder is blocked, so that is making things slower for the folks in just trying to get through there and just be careful.
That's northbound I-75 Marion County.
Which is good because a lot of folks are going to be going south, maybe towards, you know, say, Tampa Airport or, you know, going down to Orlando for the airport. So it's that southbound traffic we really like to see keep moving.
Yeah. Well, we don't want anybody to be stuck.
No, we really don't, because that's not fun, no matter where, if you're going to see grandma or whatever. So,
but if they are stuck, they are captive listeners.
Yes, they are.
And they know who to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I seriously am extremely thankful and blessed to have had this awesome gig for going on 24 years, what, next week or so?
Yeah, it's amazing, really.
24 yeah. years. It's been an amazing ride. I hope it continues for a while anyway. But I truly am thankful because none of it would have been possible without the great listeners and the great clients that we have mm-hmm. that, you know, stuck with us. We were the only station in the entire company that actually remained in the black during COVID because our local advertisers felt like their presence on the air with us was very important and mm-hmm. the services provided and all that, and wanted to reach out to their customers, letting them know yep. that they were open, et cetera. So we're just, thank you. Very, very blessed. And I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. Unfortunately for me, you know, gosh, we're not going to have like my side of the family all together, but right. it's kind of scattered about a little bit this year. So it'll be slightly different, but still plenty to be thankful for, Greg.
Well, we're going to have a little bit quieter. I mean, usually there's like 20-something people in our house ish or so, but it's going to be like my five of us this year. It's going to be nice and quiet. I wish the temps were going to be holding on a little bit. We've got this cold front coming through to cool things off a little bit. So I'm, because we like to eat outside on Thanksgiving because we've got a little patio there.
It's supposed
to
be about 70, or did they lower it again?
I'm thinking they may drop it a couple of degrees.
Yeah, because it was like 72. Then
yes.
I saw they adjusted a little bit.
I think so. So it might not be. We'll see. We'll see.
But you know what? How often do you get to wear that nice wool sweater that you got from Ireland?
I know, but then when you get gravy on it, ugh.
No.
Oh, okay.
You do the Greg thing.
Yes.
And you taught me well.
That's right.
And I have the bibs to prove it, and
absolutely.
I use them every day now.
Smart guy.
Thank you, Uncle Greg. More to come. Hang on.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.